election for the post of Speaker, expected on the 26th of June. There are some very interesting days ahead for the country politically. Now, NDA partners likely to meet next week to decide the alliance's candidate, someone who is acceptable to all their allies. Now, the allies of NDA, TDP, with 16 MPs, has asked for an NDA consensus candidate. JDU, with 12 MPs, has said that it will be okay with a BJP choice. Shiv Sena, led by Uddhav Thackeray, has, however, said that it will support the NDA ally TDP's choice, but many TDP sources have also told NDTV that the party's focus now is on packages, on running the state and also strengthening its role in the government after having gotten one cabinet and one MOS position and not really on muscle flexing. But that's for time to tell. Outgoing Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today said that it was for political parties to decide on the new Speaker and the Deputy Speaker. Remember, the Speaker is a crucial position in the Lok Sabha as he or she is responsible for running the House. Since the House has members from both ruling and opposition parties, the Speaker's chair also has to be non-partisan, which is why the debate is so important. The BJP with 240 MPs definitely would want a more experienced person from its own party, somebody who enjoys the trust of the Prime Minister, to be the Speaker to manage the affairs of the House. But how is that going to play out? This, of course, is a litmus test for both BJP and Congress, with the revised numbers that keeps the BJP at a number short than the majority. But how will this work out and impact the Speaker's post? That's what we will try and understand tonight. But first, here's a report.
Front and centre of the grand new parliament, this majestic seat of power, the Lok Sabha Speaker's chair, up for grabs. With the 17th Lok Sabha adjourned sine die, the 2024 election mandate has paved the way for a heated succession battle, with the India bloc playing catch-up to the NDA numbers. Down by over 60 seats, the BJP, with 240 members in the House this time, lacks a clear majority, but is still unwilling to concede the chair. As the NDA bats for a consensus candidate, a key opposition leader bowling the googly with his unexpected pitch for a TDP speaker.
I have heard that Chandra Babu Naidu ji has asked for the speaker pad. It has been a deal. If the speaker of the Lok Sabha speaker pad par India ka koi vyakti nahi baitha, to sabse pehle Narendra Modi aur Amit Shah Telugu Desam party ko tod denge. और ये काम शुरू कर दिया है जनता दल यूनाइटेड नीतीश कुमार की पार्टी तोड़ देंगे चिराग पासवान की पार्टी तोड़ देंगे अगर चंद्रा बाबू को ये पद नहीं मिला और चंद्रा बाबू अपना उम्मीदवार खड़ा करते हैं तो हम पूरे इंडिया अलायंस में बातचीत करेंगे सब मिलकर और हम ये कोशिश करेंगे कि पूरा इंडिया अलायंस चंद्रा बाबू के उम्मीदवार के पीछे खड़ा रहे.
This amid reports of Naidu vying for the plum post, with a memory of the TDP wielding power from the Speaker's chair. In a different era of coalition politics, back in the 90s. When asked about Sanjay Raut's claim, this is what the outgoing Speaker said.
ये सब निर्णय राजनीतिक दलों के द्वारा लिए जाते हैं, सरकार के द्वारा लिए जाते हैं, और सरकार राजनीतिक दलों से विचार विमर्श करती है.
The JDU, however, was quick to back a possible BJP pick.
इंडी गठबंधन की जो मांग है या जो उनके बयान है वो आपत्तिजनक है. भारतीय जनता पार्टी या एनडीए गठबंधन का पहला हक उस पद पर है और हमारी पार्टी का मानना है कि भारतीय जनता पार्टी गठबंधन की बड़ी पार्टी है.
विद द रिटर्न ऑफ कोलिशन पॉलिटिक्स एंड एन इनविगरेटेड ऑपोजिशन, the Speaker's role becomes more important than ever before, especially with endless disruptions, walkouts and record suspensions of members of the House before the polls. For a resized BJP, still the largest party in Parliament, retaining the Speaker's post might not be a smooth sailing. Vedant Agarwal for NDTV.
Okay, to discuss this, we have Tom Badakkan, spokesperson of the BJP. We have Anand Dubey, who is the spokesperson of the Shiv Sena led by Uddhav Thackeray. We have Rohit Chandavarkar, my friend and, of course, political social commentator, also consulting editor with the Free Press Journal. And we also have Deepak Reddy, the spokesperson of TDP. To you, Mr. Badakkan, first, because BJP has the highest number of MPs, maybe shorter than what you had in 2014-2019. It does feel a little different this time, isn't it, Mr. Badakkan? And how sure are you that the speaker will be somebody that you want and somebody that will be acceptable to your allies? Do you think that there's a lot more effort that's going to come from your side this time?
The foundations have been laid. I mean, you have seen the chemistry between our partners. There is no bond that's more, connected as this bond that exists today. We will take a decision in discussion with the NDA partners, and it will be a decision in the interest of this combination. So nothing to worry. I think Mr. Raut, who's been playing the narrative in the show, is trying to create a split where it doesn't exist. He's trying hard. Let him try hard, but the point of the issue here is we are bonded. How can he separate a bonded alignment, a connect, and the chemistry that you have been seeing for some time, and the kind of support from Naiduji and from the leader from Bihar, and all that has happened.
But so, both TDP and JDU are known to have worked with the opposition as well. So, you know, the speculations are not completely unfounded. But I'll come to you in a bit. Let me speak to the TDP spokesperson, because I think what he says will also set the context of this show. Mr. Reddy, how do you see TDP saying that, you know, they need a consensus candidate? Of course, that is completely understandable. But would you also be, will the party also be flexing its muscles, given that, you know, you have 16 MPs and in some ways, NDA strength has been accentuated because of TDP coming to the side of the BJP.
Very good evening to you, Vasudha, and all our viewers. Before getting to this point, I need to lay a certain facts so that everybody understands. The day of counting, the NDA ecosystem has come out and said, given a statement saying that we are trying to reach out to Mr. Nitish Kumar and the TDP. And then they said we'll be forming the government, probably with them. And then the TDP has come out clearly and said, we are with the NDA and we have nothing to do with the NDA alliance. After that, they started saying that, you know, these people won't stick around together. And then the next day, they said, ministers, they are demanding 6 or 4 or 5, as if we have actually told them. And after the cabinet formation took place, they started again saying the TDP was given only one cabinet. And now the speaker issue. So if you see how each day, They come up with a new imaginary thing, or probably, you know, as they said, Narada or Shakuni type of ploy. I've just seen Mr. Sanjay's statement. Let me get one thing very clear. Chandrababu Naidu ji has an experience in politics of over 50 years. So I'm sure, he's probably 5 to 10 fold more experienced than, Mr. Sanjay. So we are not going to fall for these ploys or these plots or whatever. And we are very clear. See, here, we have actually clarified earlier, we don't care about one or two berths here or there. Okay. Or we don't really care much about the speaker post or we first, our interest is the larger interest of the nation and the development of the state of Andhra Pradesh.
Okay, fair enough. Anand Dubey ji,
aapne suna. BJP.
Yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Reddy. Anand Dubey ji, aapne dono ki baatein suni, BJP aur TDP, aur keh rahe hain ki ek Narad aur Shakuni wala role jo hai, wo Sanjay Raut ki taraf se play kiya ja raha hai, sir. Aapko kyun lagta hai ki TDP jo hai, ek muscle flexing ka act karegi aur zyada demand karegi jo BJP jo hai, usko pura karne mein usko dikkat hogi. Aapko kyun aisa lagta hai?
Vasudha ji, namaste.
Ji.
देखिए, हम कोई नई बात नहीं कह रहे हैं, हम एक पुराने इतिहास का हवाला देकर समझाते हैं। 2002 में जब भारतीय जनता पार्टी के प्रधानमंत्री श्री अटल बिहारी वाजपेयी जी थे, उनके पास सीटों की संख्या ज्यादा थी, लेकिन उन्होंने लोकसभा का स्पीकर हमारी शिवसेना के नेता श्री मनोहर जोशी जी को बनाया था। लोग बनाते हैं, संख्या बल नहीं होती है, लोगों का हृदय भी तो बड़ा होना चाहिए। आज अगर टीडीपी के पास 16 सीट है, जेडीयू के पास 12 सीट है, तो भारतीय जनता पार्टी क्यों उनको नहीं बना सकती? बना सकती है, अगर बनाना चाहे तो। हम सिर्फ ये कह रहे हैं कि लोकतंत्र में, संविधान में सभी को बराबरी का हक मिलना चाहिए। अगर पहले वाली बीजेपी, जो अच्छी बीजेपी हुआ करती थी, उसने अपने सहयोगियों को अपने से भी बड़ा पद दिया है, तो ये जो नई बीजेपी है ये क्यों नहीं दे सकती? इसे भी देना चाहिए। एक हाथ आगे बढ़कर श्री संजय राउत जी ने कहा, यदि जेडीयू या टीडीपी अपने उम्मीदवार लोकसभा अध्यक्ष या उपाध्यक्ष के लिए देती है तब हम भी उनका समर्थन करेंगे। हमारे पास 9 वोट हैं, 9 सीटें हम चुन के आए हैं, हम भी विपक्ष में होने के बावजूद उनका साथ देंगे। लेकिन चूंकि अब अगर इनको हम में नारद और शकुनी दिख रहा है तो क्या कहें प्रभु, आपकी बुद्धि और विवेक पे सब छोड़ देते हैं। Okay. हम तो आपके शुभचिंतक हैं, जैसे ये लोग पार्टियां दूसरों की तोड़ते हैं, आपकी ना तोड़ दें।
बिफोर आई गो टू रोहित, टॉम बर्डकन सर, वुड यू लाइक टू रेस्पॉन्ड टू दैट, बिकॉज ही इज आस्किंग अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट क्वेश्चन हियर। ऑफ कोर्स इन सीसीएस वी अंडरस्टैंड दैट द बीजेपी विद द नंबर्स दैट इट हैज, 240 इज अ बिग नंबर, इट इज अंडरस्टैंडेबल व्हाई द पार्टी वुड नॉट वॉन्ट एनी ऑफ इट्स एलाइज टू बी होल्डिंग वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट गवर्नमेंट पोजिशन, बट स्पीकर हैज बीन इन द पास्ट गिवन टू द टीडीपी, इज इट समथिंग दैट party will think of? And also I understand that NDA allies would be convening soon to, you know, pick on this one name for speaker's post. Would you like to respond to Mr. Dubey, sir? Like, you know, why would the party want just a BJP person to be the speaker this time?
Oh, I'm very impressed with the humility shown. In Hindi, they call it mano na mano hum tumhare mehman. Who won certificate from the Shiv Sena, by the way? We are in alliance, and a very strong alliance, and we don't need their support. Thank you very much for your hospitality and your support. But the ground reality is you are playing mischief. Narad कहने पर इतना मुश्किल होता है क्योंकि नारद का खेल खेल रहे हो भैया। ये राजनीति है, ये आपका राजनीति है, divide and rule. और इस देश में ये divide and rule चलता नहीं है भाई, समझा करो। डिवाइड तो आप हो गए हैं शिवसेना, अभी और क्या डिवीजन करने चाहते हो?
राइट मिस्टर दुबे, आप रिस्पॉन्ड करना चाहेंगे?
मैं ये कह रहा हूँ, वी आर नॉट गिविंग टू सपोर्ट टू बीजेपी, वी आर गिविंग सपोर्ट टू टीडीपी। और नारद ये तो भगवान के संदेश वाहक थे, हमें बड़ी खुशी है।
पर आनंद जी, अभी टीडीपी स्पोक्स पर्सन ने भी ये कह दिया, 5-6 उदाहरण उन्होंने दिए एग्जाम्पल, जिसमें वो कह रहे थे कि ऑपोजिशन लगातार कह रही है कि टीडीपी विल मूव अवे, लेकिन टीडीपी हमने देखा कि एनडीए वाली जो मीटिंग हुई थी उसमें भी
डिमांडिंग, वसुधा जी, वी आर डिमांडिंग, वी आर नॉट फोर्सिंग टू देम, ओके, वी आर डिमांडिंग कि आप एक लोकतंत्र और संविधान को अगर बचाना चाहते हैं तो आप अध्यक्ष की कुर्सी पर विराजमान हो जाइए, वरना ये लोग पार्टियों को तोड़ मरोड़ देते हैं।
ओके, आल्सो बिकॉज़ देयर हैज बीन अ प्रेसिडेंट टू दैट, राइट? ऐसा हुआ है पहले,
ठीक है?
यस रोहित, वुड यू लाइक टू कम इन हियर, बिकॉज यू नो शिवसेना हैज सेड समथिंग व्हिच हैज इन फैक्ट सेड द कैट अमंगस्ट द पिजन्स, सो हाउ डू यू सी दिस यू नो कंट्रोवर्सी हियर, एंड डू यू सी द टीडीपी इन सम वेज यू नो हैविंग अ रीथिंक, बिकॉज क्लियरली माय सोर्सेस आर सेइंग दैट यू नो दे आर कंप्लीटली विद द बीजेपी दिस टाइम, एटलीस्ट नाउ, because it's also about the integrity of Mr. Naidu, and there is so much that the state needs right now. So the focus, of course, is on the state, and while the TDP seems very cognizant of its importance and value in the NDA, as of now, it looks like it will be in you know proper cordial relationship with the BJP.
Well, Vasudha, very nice to be on your show as always. See, you have to look at this from a perspective of what is happening in Maharashtra right now. Very interesting situation, because we are, you know, talking, you know, the whole discussion is around what the Shiv Sena Uddhav Thackeray group spokesperson and Rajya Sabha MP Sanjay Raut said today, which is, and he's from Maharashtra, he's very close to Uddhav Thackeray, etc. So all this is revolving around Maharashtra politics. Situation is in Maharashtra is very interesting because the state is coming out of one election where the Uddhav Thackeray group and Congress and NCP Sharad Pawar group have done well. And more important is we are headed into another election, which is happening in about 3 months' time, Maharashtra Assembly elections. So whatever is being said by spokespersons of various parties, etc., is all perception creation. It is, you know, public statements being made to build opinions for the next election, disturbance being created through some, you know, opinions that are or statements that are being made, and all this is political. Hmm. Having known Sanjay Raut for a long time, I can say that you have to take what he has said with a pinch of salt. That is another part. And the third part is, of course, there might be some attempt to divert attention of the public and the political community from the race or the competition that is right now happening between Uddhav Thackeray group and the Congress party in Maharashtra and others like NCP, etc. So it is a multi-level thing. Just Sanjay Raut saying this does not mean India Alliance is going to do it, because those decisions are going to happen in Rahul Gandhi's office, in Sharad Pawar's office, whom to support in the Lok Sabha, speaker's election is a call that India Alliance will take. All the top leaders, including Mallikarjun Kharge and all, will sit and they will do it. It's one thing for Sanjay Raut to say this sitting in Delhi or Mumbai, wherever. But it's not going to materialize, I think. But this is a ploy to firstly divert attention from some of the internal things that are happening within Shiv Sena Uddhav Thackeray group, I think. And another, of course, is a strategy to kind of build opinion ahead of Maharashtra elections and create some confusion among the NDA ranks. I don't think it's going to really work that way, Vasudha.
Okay, that's a very important point. This is also perception management, optics management from both sides, and also preparation for the Maharashtra Assembly elections that is slated to happen earlier, somewhere in October, November. Tom Barakan, sir, coming to the other contentious issue, which is the Deputy Speaker's post. Now, we know that the post of the Deputy Speaker was not filled in the 17th Lok Sabha. Now, BJP sources, of course, have told us that it is possible that one of the NDA parties could be appointed to this post this time, but we don't know if that is happening. Now, Deputy Speaker, we all know, is a constitutional post. It has remained vacant in the 17th and 16th Lok Sabha. But in the 16th Lok Sabha, I think Mr. Thambidurai held it, and Thambidurai was not part of the alliance then. And of course, UPA, we know that it was given to Akali Dal. And of course, I think there was one BJP MP who held it in 15th Lok Sabha. What is your party thinking with respect to the Deputy Speaker, sir? At least that is something your party would want for the opposition or for its own allies?
We understand coalition dharma better than many of these political parties. It will be an alliance decision of the NDA. Make no mistake, whatever the decision consensus that appears there would be a decision of a joint decision of the NDA partners. BJP is somebody who believes in coalition dharma. Let this be marked out through these Naradas of the world, who think there's going to be a rift and what have you. There's no way, no chance. So the reality is staring at them.
Okay. Deepak Reddy, how do you respond to that, sir? Also because the BJP is clearly saying that it understands coalition dharma than other parties. And what would your demands be? Because, Chandrababu Naidu has made it very clear that this time it's about his integrity and it's about his state. And it's about, he's already gotten cabinet portfolio for Mr. Ramo Naidu. He's, in fact, the youngest minister in the Modi cabinet. And, of course, Pesamani Chandrasekhar, who also is an MOS. Is the party happy with what the BJP has given the party? And considering that, there was a speculation that you could be asking for urban planning or considering you want to build Amravati, what would your demand or request or your consultation, your view be when it comes to the speaker?
Vasudha, before I come to this, there are a couple of things I need to clarify. If you see most of this indie alliance ecosystem, they have been telling that, BJP is going to break us in Andhra, and this kind of a talk has been coming. Let me tell you, the majority what we have in the state assembly is 135 out of 175. So we stand alone. And we cannot be broken. We are so strong. So that type of, stepmotherly love, what these parties are trying to shower on us, it won't work, because the reality in Andhra is quite different. And the second important aspect, what I would like to raise is about the speaker issue, what they've been continuously saying. Yeah. So there is a message from that. The message is that even the indie ecosystem has a lot of trust on Chandrababu Naidu ji and the Telugu Desam Party. So what would happen in the coming days is that we would not just be a part of the NDA, but Chandrababu Naidu ji would be taking an active role. So whatever these people have been talking about, trying to break the NDA alliance, so they would be facing a similar threat probably 6 months down the road, because Congress has 99. And this gentleman representing Shiv Sena has only 9. They don't have the numbers. So no matter what you talk, the ground reality is quite different. And I mean, the third term, if somebody is not in power, a lot of politicians won't stick around because they have their own compulsions back in the constituencies. So this indie ecosystem is going to crumble in another 6 months is what my prediction is.
Okay.
And we're going to go strong. And we don't care about the speaker or deputy speaker. We trust the prime minister. And we would discuss whatever is right for us. We will go forward that way.
Okay.
And we are very clear on this.
Anand Dubey ji, humne kuch din pehle Mahavikas Agadi ka press conference dekha tha, jisme ek unity ka projection hua aapke boss ki taraf se, Uddhav Thackeray ki taraf se, Sharad Pawar ki taraf se, aur Prithviraj Chauhan bhi the us press conference mein. Rohit ji aur Deepak Reddy jo baat keh rahe hain ki ek optics perception ki bhi baat hai, aur Deepak Reddy ka kehna hai ki us side jaakar, India Alliance ke paas jaakar, hamara koi electoral benefit nahi hone wala hai TDP ka. Aap isko kaise dekhte hain sir? Kya ye perception मैनेजमेंट है, क्योंकि आपके असेंबली चुनाव भी आने वाले हैं?
नहीं 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 वसुधा जी, ऐसा है कि हमारे देश में बहुत पुरानी कहावत है कि अब पछताए हो क्या जब चिड़िया चुग गई खेत. अभी आपके खेत में फसल सुरक्षित है, अभी फसल लहरा रही है. जब चिड़िया उसको चुग जाएगी तब पछताने के अलावा आपके हाथ कुछ नहीं लगेगा दीपक भाई. इसके लिए हम आपको एक सलाह दे रहे हैं एज अ गुड फ्रेंड, एज अ वेल विशर. किसी न किसी जमाने में हम सब एनडीए में साथ में रहे. आप मानना न मानना आपके हाथ में है. अगर आप पूरी तरह से अस्त्र शस्त्र भारतीय जनता पार्टी के सामने डाल चुके हैं और आपको लगता है कि नहीं अब इनकी शरणम में ही हमें जीना है, तो कोई बात नहीं मेरे भाई, हम आपको ऐसे बीच बीच में सलाह देंगे. मानना न मानना इन योर हैंड्स माय डियर फ्रेंड, बट इन पॉलिटिकल
लीडर चंद्रबाबू नायडू जी को 50 साल का ऊपर एक्सपीरियंस है भाई साहब, वो तो याद
रखिए. हमारी पार्टी को बनके 60 साल के करीब हो गया, तो ऐसा नहीं अनुभव हमारे पास भी है. जिस प्रकार ये पार्टियां तोड़ते हैं, जब हमारे साथ 30 साल रह के हमको नहीं छोड़ा, तो 3 महीने में भी आप नए नए आए हैं, आपको क्या छोड़ेंगे.
Okay. Deepak Reddy, very quickly, do you want to respond to that? Because, you know, from both sides you're getting this. You know, there is Tom Vadakkan saying that we are all strong and united, and here is Anand Dubey of the Shiv Sena led by Uddhav Bal Thackeray clearly saying that, you know, we are giving you advice as brethren. So how do you feel this, being in the midst of this, sir?
Okay, let me answer it this way. We were with BJP in 2 earlier elections, and the 2 times when we broke, we lost power. So it is very clear that the state of Andhra Pradesh, the people are asking us to work together, and we would not be doing any more mistakes, because the people's verdict is very clear. And if you see the vote share, we are extremely comfortable, and we are in such a comfortable situation, even if somebody wants to break us, they can't break us, because in Andhra the actual vote share of BJP is around 2%. So we are going to work together, a double engine sarkar for the state of Andhra Pradesh, and we are not really concerned, because our relationship is a very mature relationship now. We are looking at the progress of the state of Andhra and being part of the larger development of India.
Right.
Absolutely very clear on this.
Okay,
this
my last clear message from last word from Rohit. How do you, you know, wrap up this entire thing? Because clearly what you said is very important. The perception management, that seems to be the necessity for MVA. Getting 30 on 48 is a big jump. But at the same time, Shinde Sena also seems to have, seems to have not really completely been lost, you know. So, and BJP seems to have made more losses there. So, and we also saw Mr. Fadnavis coming out and making the statement that he's ready to resign. But of course, now there are committees being formed. BJP in Maharashtra seems to be really regrouping at some level. How do you see optics management, perception management, all the sympathy factor, the socio-cultural context, the Maratha factor, you know, all of that playing out in the next few months in the run-up to the assembly polls?
Vasudha, what is playing out right now is, you know, the run-up to assembly elections. And, you know, as you mentioned, Eknath Shinde group or Shiv Sena, Eknath Shinde has had a very good strike rate, close to about 50% strike rate in the Lok Sabha polls. BJP could not do that well. Their strike rate has been close to about 33% only. And Sharad Pawar also strike rate has been around 50%. So, you know, they've got a shot in the arm because of these elections, and they are now speaking out, etc. But what your viewers would like to know, I think, is, you know, what is going to happen in the next few weeks. We can talk about Maharashtra elections later in other shows, but my prediction I'll give you in Lok Sabha, it's going to be a smooth ride for the NDA. I can see it clearly. Whoever is nominated as the candidate for speaker by NDA will get elected. I don't think at this stage TDP will listen to anything that Uddhav Thackeray group is saying today or whatever, 6 months to 1 year, let's say 12 months, everything is going to be smooth. After that, of course, we don't know, anything can happen. But right now, there is no threat for NDA or their speaker candidate. That will happen very smoothly. That I think the investors in India, your viewers, politicians, others, diplomats, whoever is listening, they want to know, the speculation on this. They want to know what is going to happen. I'm telling you, it's going to be very smooth in the parliament for the NDA, at least for the next 6 months to 12 months, maybe right. 12 months. And TDP will not really do anything drastic. Neither will Nitish Kumar do anything drastic. That, we have to stress on. Vasudha.
That's an important observation. Thank you, all of you, for joining me on this show. And like Rohit says, the next few days are going to be very crucial because we'll have to watch out as to how the first Lok Sabha, Lok Sabha session convenes and sort of operates. The 18th Lok Sabha is all set to be held between the 24th of June and the 3rd of July, with new MPs to be sworn in on 24th of June and 25th of June. The election of the new speaker for the Lok Sabha is going to be held on the 26th of June, which clearly would be the highlight of this parliament session, with both ruling and opposition blocs seeking to make a point.